You also have done very well on golf, and Patrick, and it's taken you all over the world.
I played in a lot of countries. I played in South Africa, I played Argentina, I played England, Scotland, and California, South Carolina, Florida. And I had an experience in Southampton 1 year. A friend of mine from Russell's Point, PJ Conmee, and myself went over to play in Southampton, some competition there. And on the Saturday, Manchester United and Southampton were playing. And we went on the train to the match. And we had no tickets, it was a ticket game, but at the entrance to the ground, there was these men selling tickets, you see. So we decided we'd buy one, but we thought they might be fake tickets. So I said to PJ, we'll try one of the tickets. You stay with your man. And I went down and handed the ticket to the man in the turnstile, you see. So I got through, so I waved to him and told him to pay for two tickets. And he paid for the two tickets, and we were done. We got a lovely seat up in the stands, and we were there for about 5 minutes, and the game had started, and there came about 10 or 12 people in, and they looked at us and they said to us, he says, you're in our seats, you know. So I said, no, I said, not. I said, we had tickets, we bought tickets, and we wouldn't get up, you see, from our seats. So they went back and they got some of the officials, and they came back, and the officials said we'd have to get out of the seats because these the tickets were stolen the night before out of the office, manager's office, and we had to get out of our seats. And we were taken down to the office, and there was policemen there, and they questioned us about where we got the tickets. Because at that time, it was a very bad time for Irish people to be in England, you know. Two Irishmen down in Southampton, what were they doing, you know? Mm-hmm. So they questioned us what we were doing over, thought we were from the IRA or something, you know. So we told them that we were over playing golf. And, they said these tickets were stolen the night before from the office. And we were questioned where we were from and what we were doing and all the rest. And they believed us to the finish up. And then they asked us where we bought the tickets, so we told them from a stout man outside the grounds. So this man says, he says, I know that man, he's here at every Manchester United Southampton game. And he sells the tickets all the time, you know, wherever he gets them. But they were stolen the night. We were 12. I think it was 12 tickets were stolen out of the office.
So you didn't get to see the match?
So one of the officials took us away down through passages, through offices and whatnot, you know, managers, past the manager's office and other offices, and took us onto the pitch again. And we were directly behind the BBC camera. Then we had a very good seat there.
You got a better seat, didn't
we? We got a better seat then, you know. But it was nerve-wracking, the whole thing.
It was, of course,
you know.
Yeah. You're getting a grilling from the...
Oh, got a grilling, all right, you know. But a bad time to be in England,
of
just,
course.
You know.
What did you think of the Manchester United team at that time? They must have been good.
Well, they were good, all right, you know. They were very good. They beat Southampton that day, you know. But it was a great match, all right.
Who are the players that stand out in your memory?
Oh, God. That time, I suppose it was... I think it was it Bobby Styles, and I can't really remember now the names, you know. Just.
Were they the Busby Babes, like? Or?
They would have been the Busby Babes at that time, yes.
Mm-hmm. Duncan Edwards. And
pardon?
Duncan Edwards.
I wasn't probably a United supporter. I wasn't into football very much.
But you enjoyed just the day.
I was more into golf at that time, you know.
But you won also the British Open, you said?
No, I competed in the British...
You competed?
The British Senior Amateur Open.
Right.
Which was held in Portrush in 2001. It was a great experience. And I played there, and I was playing with an American playing of plus one, a very good player, and an Englishman. And the American's caddy was his son, and he was playing of plus two. So I was in very high company, I can tell you, you know.
Yeah.
But I was playing of a low handicap at that time myself as well. But I didn't get into the last day, but I was watching the papers, but this American was 10th overall. There was over a thousand playing in that. Sorry. No. It was... They were playing, they were from all over the world, from there, from Japan, Australia, Canada, all over. They were all very good players now, you know.
And you still play golf? You
know? I'm still playing. I held the course record in Rosapenna from 1992 to 96. The par is 70 in Rosapenna, and I went round in 3 under, which was 67 gross. And I held the course record for 4 years. And then Enda McMenamin from Ballybuffet, an ex-pro, beat the record.
He's the son of Senator?
No. He's the son of Joe McMenamin, the contractor.
All right.
He's an ex-pro. He's back in the amateur ranks again, you know. But he broke my record by one shot. He had a 66 gross. So I was very happy. But I played an exhibition match against Philomena Garvey from Dublin. She was the British Ladies Open champion at the time. But at that time she was past her best that I played. But I played an exhibition in Rosapenna. And I was 2 up on her when the game was called off on account of rain. It started pouring down. And there was a lot of spectators there too as well, so they all went into the hotel afterwards, you know, and I went home. But she was the top player in Britain at that, years ago, but yeah. She was past her best when I played.
I know.
You know.
Patrick, tell me the story about when you played in Ballycastle, you playing golf in Ballycastle.
I played in the Blackbush tournament in the north, which is played over 4 courses. And I played, it was in the 90s. And this day I was playing in Ballycastle, and I was playing with a Scotchman and an Englishman. And the first hole in Ballycastle is a dogleg around the river. And we drove off, and I birdied the first hole, which is a par 5. We came to the second hole, and I drove off first, and my ball went behind a tree, and it was a dogleg to the right, and there was a graveyard in front of me, and I hit the ball and it went straight into the graveyard, and like a rocket into the graveyard. And the next thing I saw was the ball coming out of the graveyard again, and it came out twice as fast as it went in. And you know where it landed? It landed up on the edge of the green, which was just right angles, you know.
Yeah.
And the Englishman said to me, he says, "God, Patrick," he says, "you're a lucky man today," he says. He says, "you're after birdie in the first hole, and now," he says, "you're out of bounds, and now you're up on the edge of the green." So I said to him, there's, I have a relation buried in that graveyard in there. And the Englishman says, "I says, you're after telling me that you're from Northern Eagle up on the edge of the Atlantic, as far north as you can go." And he says, "how in the hell," he says, "could there be a relation of yours buried up in Ballycastle?" "Well," I says, "there is certainly a relation of mine." "Well," he says, "do you know his name?" I says, "surely I do." So I said, "his name was Rick O'Shea." And for a minute, your man stood, and the next thing, Ah, he said, ricochet. And he started laughing, but he laughed the whole way around the course.
It came to you fairly quick.
I was stuck for a minute. And I thought, ricochet.
A ball ricochet.
Well, I laughed the whole way around the course.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, God. I couldn't get over it. Anyway,
that was a good one, Patrick.
That was a good one, all right, yeah. I played in that black bush for years. But I haven't played in it now for a good few years.